From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
On a Wednesday of the Bill Michaels Show, getting you through the week. Packers back on the practice field today and starting to get ready for the Houston Texans. And have you adjusted your win total after watching the Packers get beat? Not just get beat, but get beat down this past weekend. Have you adjusted that win total? You can hit us up over there on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. So, I wanted to get into what Aaron Rodgers, some of the things Aaron Rodgers had to say, and he ended up talking on the Pat McAfee show. He does it every Monday, or every Monday, Tuesday. So, look, one of the questions, first and foremost, was about his former head coach and the problems down there in Texas right now, down in Big D, and Rodgers talks about Mike McCarthy.
If you had to go from like LaFleur to McCarthy, do you think that would have been a difficult transition or no?
Look, I don't know. I mean, every coach has different personality. I think at the core, there's a lot of similarities between, between coaches. I think you never want to hear the inside sources or if somebody from the inside or somebody going on, not going on the record, these anonymous quotes or whatever. You don't ever want any of those things. As far as I know, what the facts are today, they're in first place in a division. First place in any division, regardless of your record, assures you a home playoff game.
Yeah.
We won a division in 2013 at 8-7-1. Had to win our last one to get a home playoff game. So, you know, that division obviously has been a little down this year with, I think, Philly's 1-4-1, and the other two teams are 1-5. You know, but they still have a lot of games against each other. The long season, obviously losing Dak doesn't help because he was off to one of the greatest starts in history as far as like the amount of yards he was passing for and the efficiency. That tragic injury. But Mike knows how to deal with any type of adversity. You know, we went through ups and downs at the time, mostly ups in Green Bay. But I know Mike knows how to steer those difficult situations. But it doesn't matter who you are, whether it's, you know, somebody talking about a player or a coach. Like, you never want those unnamed sources to come out. That anonymous stuff, I think that's some.
And you know what? I understand it. You don't. I mean, as media members, as people looking from the outside in, you appreciate the thoughts as to what's going on behind closed doors. But as players inside a locker room, as a coaching staff, as an organization, you want to keep it in-house. You want guys to stand in a forum to where kind of like a town hall meeting, and you can say, hey, I've got this going on or that going on, and this is the way I feel, and see if you can't correct your problems from within. So understand where Rodgers is coming from. He also talks about Ricky Wagner and the injuries right now.
I was proud of Rick. You know, Rick has played a number of positions for us now. Obviously, both tackles. He's, you know, worked at times at guard. He's a guy who's been a pro for a long time. Obviously, it was, a tough. You never want to see your all-pro left tackle go down, but a lot of people, nobody's feeling sorry for it. I mean, look at around the league. There's a ton of injuries. You know, at various teams are really dealing with it, maybe even more than other teams. But that's kind of been one of the trends from this season so far. Is, you know, a lot of major guys have gone down with injuries. And you just got to find a way to keep competing. And there's not going to be any excuses or people feeling bad for you if you're not winning. So we're going to have to, you know, find a way to still be efficient. We've done it in years past. We played a game with a center and four guards before on the offensive line. Two of those guards obviously playing tackle. So we've been able to find a way over the years, and if Dave can't go, then you know we'll make sure Rick feels as comfortable as possible and find a way to get it done.
And then Rodgers does give the update on the Pat McAfee show on David Bakhtiari's status.
I'm not sure what Dave's status is. I haven't seen him since the plane. He, you know, was definitely dealing with some discomfort. But if I know Dave, he's going to do everything he can to get out there and play.
That's about it. He just knows he's going to try to get out there and play, and if he's capable of doing so. And we'll find out more later today on David Bakhtiari's status. And Rodgers also says his relationship going back to the game with the jawing going back and forth between him and Ndamukong Suh, he said, no, it's not a cordial relationship with us.
It hasn't been cordial over the years between me and Suh. You know, we've had some battles over the years. I think I mentioned that he got, frozen feet and didn't realize he was stepping on my calf. He also stomped on one of my teammates at one point. He's been, in my time, one of the most dominant three techniques in the game for so many years. He's also played his own way. You know, it's been his style that he's played since he got in the league. And that leads to some interesting conversations throughout the years.
Well, to say interesting, yes. Now, here's the thing, and people want to always correlate this because he's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer now, to what Favre went through with Warren Sapp. When Favre and Sapp went at it, they had a respect and a jovial relationship, kind of giggling back and forth with one another, and I got you, no, I got you, that type of thing. Sue wants to hurt you. Sue is dirty. Sue he has burst in emotion before to the point where it has not always been the best judgment. It's not gamesmanship. It's being a jackass. So that's the reason it's not cordial, because you got to respect the guy. You can say, look, the way he plays the game and the tenacity with which he plays within the rules, absolutely. A tremendous guy when he talks about the three technique. However, when you talk about Sue going beyond the whistle, he's been a jackass. So, no, it's not going to be cordial. You don't respect that guy. And also, Aaron Rodgers reiterates something that he started to talk a little bit about after the game on Sunday, and that is, yes, it's a loss, but it's a loss that this could end up actually being a good thing.
I mean, I think we all need that a little bit. When the complacency starts to sink in and you start kind of feeling yourself a little bit, it's always good to kind of get knocked down a little bit. And look, it happens. I mean, to deny that it happens is to deny the reality of dealing with success. I mean, we all deal with it from some level. Yourself, too. You got to be careful. You and the boys, when you start climbing too high, you got to remember what it took to get to that point. And I feel like we just, we came into the season, not an unknown, but not many people talking about us, even though we were 13-3 in an NFC championship. Then we won four games pretty convincingly. And people are like, they're the best team in the NFL. Well, you got to play like it every week if you want to be the best team in the NFL. Lisa, myself, yeah, and our squad didn't. And I think it can be a good thing. I'm not saying, look, nobody wants to lose to figure things out. But you also can find ways to positively move forward from difficult situations. We got our butts kicked. I think it's something that we can learn from. People want to, take anything you say, and then those people can make a win-win out of just about anything that can fit a narrative. That's fine, but look, I stand by the things that I say, and I feel like that we can use this as a positive and a reminder when we start climbing that hill again that consistency is the most important thing, and great teams have consistent habits, and so we got to keep doing the things that got us to 4-0 in order to get back to where we want to be.
So there you go. He says, look, nobody wants to lose, and I get that. You understand, you don't want to go down. But if you do, it's an opportunity to reset. It's an opportunity to take the slice of humble pie, chew on it, and understand where you're at. Don't get too high, don't get too low. But it's an opportunity to say, hey, what we thought was, impenetrable has now not only been penetrated, but it blew up the whole establishment. So you got to get back to the drawing board. So I get where he's coming from. I don't like it, but I get where he's coming from. Respect that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Scholze Family Beef. And they've been doing it a long time. But right now they're giving you a chance to win an awesome grilling package. They're going to be giving away. A Traeger Bronson 20 grill, courtesy of Scholze Ace Home Center, that's in Black River Falls. They're going to give you a bag of pellets, a case of the Fox Smokehouse barbecue sauce, and a 3-pack of seasoning from Salty Provisions. Now, the contest opened to the first 15 people that sign up for that 6th or 12-month subscription. And as well, when you go there, if you want to see all the rules and details, go to the website, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, and click on the Start Shopping link. And the contest details and rules are all going to pop up. And don't forget, they ship you the meat that you order in your subscription. It'll show up in dry ice on your doorstep within a couple of days. They'll do the same thing with the grill if you're a winner. Think about that. If you're a winner with the grill, they'll ship you the grill right to your doorstep within a few days. So good, good stuff from our friends at Scholze Family Beef. Go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. Hit the button that says Start Shopping, and the contest details just come right on up. And good luck from our friends over at Scholze Family Beef on the web at Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. And that Traeger Bronson Grill, oh, things are fantastic. As a matter of fact, I promise you this weekend I'm going to do a little smoking out there as well. Getting ready for the game this weekend. So I'll be doing that too. And we'll put together maybe one of those videos that I've done out there in the past. Let's do this. When we come back, I got a question for you. Because even though it's on the horizon, I also think it's in possible peril. But if you are a Badger fan, how excited? We've seen college football being played now the last few weeks. A lot of games canceled, tests positive, coaches not coaching, that kind of thing. But how excited are you for Badger football this Friday night? And what are you going to be doing? Because you can't go to the game, and they're warning you about tailgating. So what are you going to be doing? Are you just kicking back at home? Are you tailgating at home? What are you doing? What is your routine now for college game day? 855-830-8648. Also, bottom of the hour, Evan Flood, Badgers insider for 24/7 Sports, going to be joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline as well. So how excited are you for Badger football? And we'll just take a break away from the Packers for a couple of minutes. How excited are you, and what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be watching it from home, tailgating at home, friends, whatever, small gathering, whatever it is you do? Go ahead and give us a shout. 855-830-8648. More of the Bill Michael Show up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, guys, I just bought a new car, and all I have to say is, wow. Not just for the car itself, but for how they got it done at Hyundai West Allis. That's right. Hyundai West Allis is the number one overall store for customer satisfaction. When you see what they're doing in their showroom and in their service drive, you will understand why. The staff at Hyundai West Allis, they take your safety very seriously. And you will notice that they all wear masks and they're wiping everything down. When you bring your car into service, they even put steering wheel covers on so no germs are able to get past. Their showroom is always being cleaned. And don't worry, guys, if you forget your mask at home, they have free ones there for you. Some places charge you for masks if you forget them. Not at Hyundai West Allis. They got you covered. So why do I say all of this? Well, that's pretty easy. It's just one more reason why you need to get your new car from Hyundai West Allis, and they have the lowest prices in town, the best inventory, and they are the most respectful when it comes to your safety. They even have discounted prices, like on the 2021 Hyundai Palisade, the best-selling SUV around. Hyundai West Allis, located just off of Highway 100 in West Allis, and they're just a quick 15-minute ride from, say, Waukesha or downtown Milwaukee, and not too far from places up north like West Bend. When you go in, if you mention my name, Joe Zanzola or Radio Joe, you'll receive an additional $500 off any new or used vehicle in their inventory. Hyundai West Allis, where their ordinary needs to be extraordinary.
Welcome back. We are glad to be with you. Thanks, as always, for hanging out. We appreciate you being here on this Wednesday, getting you ready for the Packers game coming up this weekend. But even sooner, on Friday night, Badger football is back. We're going to talk about that coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association. And I got a nice picture from a listener yesterday. And I'm going to pull this up real quick. It was from Sam. Sam writes, hey, I was driving around the Grafton area and saw this, thought of you immediately. And it's a picture of a, you know, giant John Deere combine with a chute coming out of the top of it and a, you know, one of those like dump trucks or haulers next to it. And shooting corn into it. And that's what I was talking about, was this time of year you're going to be out there. And you're going to see probably in the next week, it'll probably pretty much be gone. But as, you know, farmers that are growing corn for ethanol produce it, they're cleaning up the fields right now and getting that corn off to the refineries. And so remember that when you're out driving around and you're thinking about getting unleaded 88 or E85 or whether or not you even should or can. It is kind of a circle of life when you talk about keeping the money right here in our own backyard, whether it's in Wisconsin or the upper Midwest. It goes from the farmers to the truck drivers to the refinery workers to the dispensaries, and it keeps the money here. And like I've said before and 100 times over, God knows the farmer need it. The farmers need it. It's just so tough for farmers right now between the up and down, you know, milk prices, cheese prices, dairy prices, and then obviously agriculturally is just it's been all over the board, and it's been a bad year for everybody, but specifically the farmers, and we're losing far too many farmers on a daily basis. So whatever you can do to help them out, that would be fantastic, and it burns cleaner, so it's better for the environment, and it saves you a little bit of pain at the pump. So not a bad way to go. For all the information, go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org, and see for yourself whether or not, one, your vehicle can take unleaded 88 or E85, and then on top of it, what it does, kind of like ripples on a pond, you know, it kind of helps the economy in the upper Midwest as well. So there you go. Go to abetterfuel.org. So you got Big Ten football coming up. The Badgers are going to be back this Friday night taking on Lovie Smith and Illinois. So are you looking forward first and foremost to Badger football? And secondly, if you're going to be out and about, because they're not allowing fans in the stands, and they are sending out warnings in Madison about tailgating and such. And, you know, personal feelings aside, it's they got a lot going on when it comes to certain things in the area, or in our state, if you will, when it comes to COVID and the spread and all these different things. But are you tailgating? Are you getting together with friends? Are you going to throw the mask on and head to a sports bar? By the way, speaking of that, I was down at Stenny's yesterday, and the great people, and they're going to be they're along for the ride again this year with our Super Bowl coverage. And I walked in a place like that, and they've got everybody spread out except for the people that came in together. Everybody's wearing masks through the door. Everybody, it was just, it's good to see people respecting what's going on but still getting out and supporting businesses. It's just, God, it's so tough to watch some of these businesses right now struggle to get people through the door. So whatever you can do, by all means do so. But it was good to see people down there watching the World Series last night. So are you going out to a pub? Are you going to an eatery? Are you just going to kind of hang at home? Jason tweets us at Bill_Michael, says, looking very forward to the Badgers. Also watching Mertz lead this offense. Hopefully my expectations are not underwhelmed with his ability. His ability is not underwhelming. The only thing that would be underwhelming would be the capability to grasp the concept of the offense. Because physically, he can get it done. From what I've seen and everything I've read, the guy can get it done. He can get it done big time. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Chules writes, I'm going to be at one of my local haunts with a couple of friends. Cannot wait for college football to be back. Miss my Badgers. Go Mertz. This is Aaron listening to us on the radio.com app in Wheeling, West Virginia. Said, Badger fan, grew up in Madison, moved here a few years back, cannot wait. We'll be grilling out on the patio with the kids, teaching them also to be Badger fans. Good stuff. Shoot me a picture of that. Badger Dave. Badger Dave says, I'm looking forward to the game like you would not believe. Packers and the NFL have made me mad, especially after watching Joe Buck and Troy Aikman and seeing what they said or hearing what they said. Or seeing what they said on Facebook But if you've seen that video, you already know what it is. And their apologies were lame. But I am looking forward to Badger football and football that doesn't suck up all the money for the players. And I don't want to get into the rest of that. It becomes very political. But yeah, I get the point. I'm glad you're looking forward to Badger football. I really am. College football's back. It's just another, I don't want to say diversion, but I'm excited. Jason says, personally more excited than most seasons because the wait has been so long and they start the Big Ten versus the usual pushovers. Chris Phineas says, the interest, the Blutarski 0.0. No fans, no bands, no jump around, no reason to watch or care. The NFL has fantasy football, and that is why I still watch some of those games. Did not watch a pitch of Major League Baseball or a minute of the NBA. No fans, no visual experience, no excitement. I will pass. It's our buddy Chris Phineas checking out on us. Hopefully you're still listening to the program, Chris. Love having you here. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about this contest. Evan Flood, the Badger insider for 24/7 Sports. You can find him on Twitter at @Evan_Flood. He is going to be joining us, and we will talk with him about the offense and Mertz's ability to grasp it. That is coming up. Stay tuned. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, Polyurea Coatings, Epoxy Floor Coatings, warranted for life all over the state of Wisconsin. Go to Epoxy Flooring Done Right. That is Epoxy Flooring Done Right. And by the way, if you're looking for a job, Sean needs some help. They got a lot of work going on right now, and they're getting it done. But he said, I'm going to finally just have to expand because a lot of people are doing renovations and businesses are renovating their showrooms and industrial-wise. So if you're looking for a job, he's looking for some help. Go to Epoxy Flooring Done Right and get a hold of Sean. That's Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Evan Flood, Badgers Insider, next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Coming up immediately following the Packers and the Texans this weekend. Don't forget, tune to many of these same stations on the network as we will have the Green and Gold postgame show. Gary Ellerson and I, the former Packer and Badger running back, will be here giving you our analysis, taking your reaction. Hopefully the Packers can put themselves back on track. That's coming up this weekend immediately following Green Bay and Houston. And we'll have it for you right here on many of these same stations. So make sure you tune in. If not, find us on the radio.com app as well. Go to radio.com and track it down. A lot of questions about the corners, the defense without Zach Bond and Chris Orr, and about the quarterback situation in Madison. Evan Flood, Badgers insider for 24/7 Sports, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And, Evan, so let's start with Graham Mertz first and give us your thoughts as to, first of all, we know he's got the physical ability, but is the absorption of the offense there?
Yeah, I mean, without having seen any fall camp this year, we weren't allowed to go in because of COVID-19 precautions. I think that's the biggest question for him because last year coming in fall camp and some of the appearances we saw during the season, from an arm talent standpoint, he was pretty much all the things everybody said he was, a very live arm. The ball just comes out of his hand differently than the other quarterbacks Wisconsin has on the roster. He can make those throws in the tight windows, you know, great touch to drop the ball in between the safeties and the linebackers against zones. You know, that playmaking ability outside the pocket and ability to throw on the run was all there. But, you know, what really stopped him from competing against Jack Cohn last fall, in my opinion, was just picking up the playbook. You could see that there was some delay in his decision-making inside the pocket at times. You also have to remember he was a quarterback that played in a spread offense in high school. So that footwork and dropping back into the pocket, you know, wasn't always as clean as you'd like it to be. So, you know, usually with most players after year one, all that stuff, you know, starts to come to fruition. You'd have to imagine by now He's got a great grasp of the playbook. You also have to remember that he was expected to start at least one game last season as Jack Cohn was banged up going into that Kent State matchup. The Badgers were preparing him to start, and by all counts, they really liked what they saw in terms of his preparation and readiness to give the go under center if Cohn wasn't able to play. So, you know, he's still a redshirt freshman. I don't think you can expect he's got a mastery of this Wisconsin's offense, but I think he's got enough to the point where he can keep this offense humming at the level it was last season. And because of his arm and playmaking ability, maybe even do a little more than Cohn was able to do.
What seems to be better and more on track right now, offense or defense?
I'm going to go with defense just because I think there are less question marks. You know, the biggest question mark for that group is, can they create the same pressure that they did a year ago? But if we know anything about Jim Leonard and really about the 3-4 defense going back to 2013 when Dave Aranda brought it here, is, you know, there are always guys ready to step up. Wisconsin was fifth in the country last season in sacks. They averaged almost 4 a game. But a large amount of those sacks came from Zach Vaughn and Chris Orr. So the Badgers are going to need either someone on the edge, whether that's Isaiah Green-May, whether that's the true freshman Nick Herbig, to really step up and kind of fill that void. I know Noah Burks is returning, but he's not really that prototypical 3-4 edge pass rusher that the Badgers have had in the past, a la Vince Beagle, TJ Watt, you know, you name it. But I think they can get that same pressure from the inside with Jack Sanborn, who's coming off a fantastic sophomore season, and you know, he might be the best NFL draft prospect on Wisconsin's roster right now in terms of those who are eligible for the next draft. And then Leo Chanel, who, you know, we all know is considered one of the brightest young stars on this group, you know, should be ready to step into Orr's place and do some nice things. But you know, you look at that secondary, they've got everybody back. You also get Scott, except Reggie Pearson, who obviously wasn't medically cleared, but Scott Nelson is back and healthy. And then that defensive line, and really the entire front seven, you know, should be able to control the point of attack and get offenses into a lot of third and longs by shutting down the run game in the early downs.
Talk about the run game. As much as we want to look at Graham Mertz and his ability to go downfield, because we know he has the physical talent to do so, but we know that Wisconsin for years has lived and died by establishing the run, not only up front, but with the running backs that they have. I know they don't have a Jonathan Taylor on this team, but who's a guy that you feel is going to be able to shoulder the load and or surprise people with, say, hey, look at me?
Yeah, this is my biggest question mark for the team in general, because like you mentioned, Wisconsin's always had that guy in the backfield that they can rely on to be the bell cow, the guy that you know will offer ball security, the guy that you know will get those tough yards between the tackles. And I don't know if they have that guy. I think early on, Wisconsin will lean on Nikhil Watson the most. He's obviously got the most experience in the base package. But I thought the depth chart was kind of telling. I mean, if you know John Settle and know what he looks for in his base package running backs, he's always wanted more of a bruiser, a guy to kind of put his pads down and get those tough yards between the tackles. But then you look at the depth chart and you see Nikhil Watson and Garrett Groshek both listed as the number one guy. And Groshek's never really been that base package tailback for Wisconsin. He's certainly gotten some carries here and there, but the bulk of his work has come more as a gadget, you know, wide receiver, running back, you know, whether they use him in the wildcat or just try and get him out in space. You know, he's never kind of been that downhill, put your pads down and punish people type of runner. And, you know, talking to John Settle in, you know, before the Rose Bowl, he kind of expressed some concerns about Nikhil Watson, you know, whether or not he was ready to necessarily be the bell cow. And based on that depth chart, I don't know if he's had the fall camp Wisconsin necessarily needed him to have. So even though I think he will get a lot of the work early, I think there's still a lot left to be determined. But, you know, in terms of guys who could surprise, I think there are three names. You got to look at Isaac Guerrero, who moved from wide receiver and is arguably the fastest player on the team. I think they can get him involved in some different ways. I think he's still got to put on weight, add strength before he's kind of your every down type of tailback, but I'd expect to see more of him this year. And then there's two freshmen, Julius Davis, who was a top of the board guy for Wisconsin in 2019, we didn't see last year because he was coming back from a sports hernia injury. And then the touted true freshman, Jalen Berger, who was an All-American Bowl player in this 2020 class. You know, he's a different type of running back than Wisconsin usually takes. He's much more of a east-west guy that you know, kind of does it in all sorts of ways. So I think there's a transition period for him to being more north-south and being the more prototypical type Wisconsin running back. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if we're in midseason and you know, we're seeing all three of those guys at some point, just to put some pressure on Watson and Groshek as well.
Talking with Evan Flood, Badgers insider for 24/7 Sports. So tell me a little bit more about the Fighting Illini. Brandon Peters leading this team coming into this contest on Friday night. We know what Lovie Smith did to this team when they were rolling. We thought, you know what, the Badgers were off to being one of the top four teams in the country, and then Illinois derailed all of that. So tell me a little bit about this team, this offense, and what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, you know, they really hurt Wisconsin with big plays. I mean, if you look at the box score, you look over that game and you're like, how did Wisconsin lose? They held the ball for 41 minutes. They outgained Illinois by 115 yards. Wisconsin was above 50% on third down conversions. Illinois was only 2 of 10. Wisconsin had 5 more first downs and had 4 sacks in that game. And then you look at how they lost. Illinois didn't even run a play in the red zone the entire day. They never reached the 20, but they scored all three of their touchdowns from 48 yards, 43 yards, and 29 yards respectively. So I think if you're Wisconsin, you have to be weary of the big play this time around. Brandon Peters is back. He's got his big play weapon back as well, and the USC transfer at wide receiver, who was third in the Big Ten and third in the Big Ten in touchdown receptions last season, and third by averaging over 19 yards per reception. So I think they got to really keep that duo in check. But, you know, again, if you're Wisconsin, you look back at that game and say, you know, all of our wounds were pretty much self-inflicted. They had some lapses defensively, didn't cash in the red zone offensively, had to settle for a field goal when they're denied, I think, on the 2-yard line twice, which is rare to see Jonathan Taylor and that offensive line happen, and missed the field goal and obviously had that late interception that set up Illinois' game-winning touchdown. Game-winning field goal. So I think if you just handle your business and limit big plays, Wisconsin should be able to sort of erase what happened last year.
Defensively speaking, they also, caught him into a couple of turnovers, caused him to turn the ball over a couple of times. So defensively, we know Lovie Smith really cherishes the defense and controlling the line of scrimmage. How good are they up front?
Yeah, this is what they do. And even though Wisconsin, like I mentioned, had a lot of self-inflicted wounds, it's important to give Illinois credit as well. I mean, they were a team that forced 28 turnovers last year. That was fourth in all of college football. And they created at least one turnover in every regular season game. I think they had 22 of their 28 turnovers, you know, came in Big Ten conference games as well. So they got better, you know, as kind of the season wore on there. And, like I mentioned, Wisconsin, you know, even though it wasn't technically a turnover at times, you know, settling for field goals in the red zone when they were deep in Illinois territory hurt them bad and, you know, almost acted as a turnover. The late interception by Jack Cohn that happened deep in Illinois territory that set up the game-winning field goal there with 2:32 left. And if Wisconsin's just able to punt that ball or just keep it on the ground on 35 and, you know, run another 30 seconds off the clock or force Illinois to use a timeout and then make them go the length of the field, they might win that game with the way their defense played, assuming, you know, their line I wanted to rip off, you know, a fourth big touchdown play. So if Wisconsin takes care of the ball, they're very good under Paul Chris as well. They're 46-8 when they commit fewer turnovers than their opponent. They were 9-2 last season when they did that as well. So ball security is going to be a big point of emphasis for this team on Friday.
Evan, great stuff as always. Always appreciate it, and we'll talk later down the road, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. Evan Flood, Badgers insider for 24/7 Sports. Find him on Twitter at @Evan_Flood, @Evan_Flood. That's where you can find him. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers. Right now, you work hard, they treat you fair 85-plus years. They've been doing it, looking for people now, too. So a lot of people out of work, hey, it doesn't matter, male or female, if you're looking to drive big rigs, whatever. If you're looking to maybe jump into a new career, now's the time to do it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Don't forget our friends over at Quick Trip as well. They got those meals. What's for dinner? They got meals. You can take them, purchase them, take them home, heat and eat. You're good to go, just like mom makes. And use that Quick Rewards card. Keep racking up those points. Keep getting those specials. Get some relief at the pump even. Find our friends over there at Quick Trip, a tremendous, tremendous place. Quick Trip, they have got you covered. Going to go ahead and step away, take a quick break. Last night, was the myth dispelled? Maybe not in one game, but certainly it went a long way in saying, okay, maybe he's got this. And we'll tell you what we're talking about. Coming up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers suffered a number of injuries Sunday in that loss to the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. Defensive lineman Tyler Lancaster suffered a shoulder injury. Backup defensive back Perry Nickerson injured his hamstring on special teams early in the game and was placed on IR yesterday. And left tackle David Bakhtiari exited the game with a chest injury.
I can just tell you that it's definitely not season ending. I'm just going to take it one step at a time and I'll be back out there.
Hey, guy.
I'll leave it at that.
Up next, the Packers have another road trip against the Houston Texans. Sunday at noon at NRG Stadium. The Texans feature quarterback Deshaun Watson and defensive end J.J. Watt, but so far they're only 1-5. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
We have to be locked in. We got to make sure that as coaches, we're asking our players to do things that they're capable of doing. And, you know, you got to take it one day at a time. We're going to have another tough opponent, I promise you. I know that they're coming off a tough loss versus the Tennessee Titans, who I know pretty well, and I got a lot of respect for that football team. And it was a game that certainly Houston could have won.
That's Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, our friends over at the Neumel Medical Center reminding you, look, if you're, kind of feeling brain fog, sluggish, maybe not fun in the bedroom anymore, or maybe you just got some unwanted pounds, do what I did. I said when this whole thing started, I started putting a few pounds back on. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I got to take this back off. And called them, re-jump-started the all-in-one weight loss program, and it has been fantastic. Still... from 292 back in January to 237 today, it's been a hell of a journey, and I'm staying on it. I'm energized. I feel great. And you can too. All you got to do is call 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Tell them we sent you all over. They got locations in Green Bay and Milwaukee. It's one phone number, 414-455-4451. And then tell me, let me know. They can give you more energy, make you feel better mental clarity, let you sleep better at night, which gives you then more energy and you feel more rested and refreshed during the day. So a lot of good things at Neumel Medical. Clayton Kershaw, 6 innings, 2 hits, a run. That was the solo shot. So that was earned. A walk and 8 strikeouts last night. He was just a pitch short of spectacular. He was fantastic. And the Dodgers go up 1-0 in the World Series, 8-3. They get the win over the Tampa Bay Rays. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Tampa Bay. They're back at it again coming up today, tonight, if you will. And they'll be back at it again tonight. You got Blake Snell against Tony Gonsolin tonight. Gonsolin going for the Dodgers, Snell going for Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay, solid offense coming into this thing. Just Kershaw was on last night. And he wasn't hitting like 95, 96, 97. I mean, he was hitting his spots last night. Had a lot of break on his breaking ball and even on his off-speed stuff. his change last night was dropping off the table. So last night he was really on. I'll tell you what, he's got – I mean, he's letting that hair grow out too. I don't know if it's luck hair or what it is, but between that dirty, nasty ball cap that he's always got on to the hair, he just kind of said, you know what, COVID be damned. And he went into quarantine and just got grizzly and nasty. He was nasty last night, so Tampa Bay's going to try to figure him out tonight. Coming up in the next hour, from the outside looking in, we got to talk a little bit about it, right? A little bit down in Dallas. Got to go over this a little bit, you know? Because I want to say this. I had some thoughts at the beginning of the season, and I think now we're starting to shape opinions in a particular direction about what's going on down in Dallas. I want to see what your thoughts are. See if we're on the same page. Also, coming up at the bottom of the next hour, Sam Monson, lead NFL draft, or lead NFL analyst, should I say, for Pro Football Focus. He's going to join us as well, so we're going to talk with him about some of the schematics, some of the numbers, if you will. So we got that coming up also. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.